What You Need to Know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Oh, hell yeah! Now, Clinton, when you hear this song right here, where are you? Come on, because every song can take you somewhere. Where are you right now when you hear this song? I know exactly where I am.
I'm watching a movie called Wild Style about old school hip hop.
Nice.
On my TV that my older sister's showing me. That's what I'm doing.
Not me, man.
You are in the roller rink at actual age.
You,
yeah.
You know that I am in the roller rink. I am wearing a pair of Jordaches. I've got my brush in my back right pocket.
Wow.
I am shuffling. I'm skating backwards. I'm putting on a show.
I love that.
Come on.
All right, guys. So what you need to know this weekend, B-Boy Summit is going to be in L.A.
Oh.
And you know anything about the B-Boy Summit, Cap?
B-boy baddest to the highest degree, and you can't be a boy unless you be me. You can't bust a cherry or crush a grape, and if you ain't got that, then you're in bad shape.
That was impressive.
That was really impressive.
I did not have Scott having a quick 8 bars. A quick 4-bar set, excuse me. That was impressive. All right. I guess this clearly made an impression on you, sir.
Yeah.
Putting on a show, still doing it. I like it.
Yes.
So, guys, the B-Boy Summit is going on this weekend.
Where is it?
It's at Grand Park.
Okay.
And it'll be having DJ sets, people doing shows, breakdancing, stuff like that. So, check it out if you can't go, if you want to just check out some good stuff this weekend.
No, that's a good call. It's going to be a busy weekend, Scotty. A lot going on around L.A.
Dude, you got All-Star festivities, and you got the B-Boy deal.
B-Boy.
Yeah, them.
Not Beat. B-Boy.
Yeah.
Keep it there. Yes, B-Boys.
Yo, let me tell you something right now. If I show up at this thing, I probably could still pop pretty decent.
I do not suggest that, sir.
You don't think
so?
You're a popper?
No.
Are you a popper?
Again, you've got a pitch on Friday.
True.
Let's stay focused on that. And then on Saturday, you can decide how you feel. Because some of us have a lot to do on Saturday as well. Of course, the great Keyshawn Johnson, as Morales would call him. You know what I'm saying?
He's
having a party. So.
Yep, birthday.
It's going to be a big deal. Big deal.
Love this song. Gosh, I love this song. Can you just jam this for 1 second?
It's going to be great for the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, come on. Come on, Clinton. Can you skate, Clinton?
So, okay, I'm glad you brought this up because I mentioned that the reason why I would probably be watching this with my sister, she's 10 years older than I am, and basically everything that was cool I know because of her up to a certain point. She has gotten back into roller skating in a very serious way because she's a salsa dancer, but she likes roller skating for the workout purposes as well as the social element without the sort of judgment of skill. She loves it. She skates every weekend now, has her own skates, has her own little crew, Cap, and they be out there on the weekends getting it done. It's great.
Oh, dude. I would love to go back out roller skating. Anybody know there's a good roller skating rink? I would go.
I really would.
Hey, What You Need to Know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Maybe that's what we should do one day. Maybe we should do a live broadcast from a roller skating rink.
I'm in. That would be fun as a mug.
And let's see what kind of skills everybody still has.
I think it would be more so about who would show up to that. In many cases, that's sort of like a mix between the Mandy's and ESPN 710's All-Star Friday Night, because on Friday, Scott, we're going to be taking listeners to hit wiffle balls so they can participate. Whereas at the Mandy's, people were watching us run these bits, even though they were part of it. At a roller rink, I feel like it would be more so watching the good listeners who knew how to skate. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Because we could all sit there on the side of the rink and we could do play-by-play of the roller skating.
Oh
so, like,
precisely.
Like, for example, like, if Siobhan shows up, right, we'll, like, check out Siobhan. Like, right now I can see that Siobhan's got skills. Even though she had to rent skates tonight, and they're the brown skates with the orange wheels and the orange stoppers, okay, I can tell she got moves.
I feel like there would be two divisions, the renters and the owners.
Owners.
Totally.
In that situation. Yeah,
totally.
I have a friend who is obsessed. She got so deep into this way before the pandemic. And she wanted me to join. I was like, I haven't done this since I was a child. But if you guys really want to put this together, she has a coach. She has a whole.
Oh yeah.
She has a whole thing, and I know she has a good spot.
Roller skating IG is tremendous.
Yeah, I can hit up my girl.
Okay, do that because also, you know, Scott, I live by the beach in Venice, where people go there specifically to do this. They come from all over, so I see this all the time, and it's compelling. No doubt about it.
I'm much more into roller skating with the four wheels and the stopper in the front than I am into rollerblading with the four wheels in line and the stopper on the back.
For sure.
Roller skating versus rollerblading.
They're two totally different things. I'm talking about skating. That's what I'm talking about.
Same. Me too.
Sure.
I still think, and it's probably just because I think this in my own mind, like I still think I'm going to just go put on the skates, get on the rink, and I'm going to do everything I did when I was 13.
That's how you'll break your hand like I did when I was in second grade. Do not do that. Do not do that.
But man, I used to wear some really super tight Jordache jeans. I had this big brush in my back pocket.
I mean, what was your brush move? What are you doing? Hey, baby, hold on. Let me get this part going right quick to you and give you my telephone number so you can call me and talk to my mother for 10 minutes before you actually get to me.
Yeah, and by the way, if you would like to, once we get off the rink and I'm done brushing my hair, I can take you back to the little restaurant here at the roller skating rink, and I can put on a breakdancing display for you if you're interested.
And I can buy you some waffle fries.
Yeah, right. And they had pretty good fries at the roller skating rink when I was a kid.
I love it.
You want a strawberry shake?
Right. Strawberry shake, waffle fries. They call that move the Kaplan closer.
Right, right. And if you want, we can even go play a little Donkey Kong over here if you'd like. Maybe some Defender. Play a little video games. So, guys, let me ask you a question. Is it possible that this week when the All-Star festivities get to L.A. and they get to Dodger Stadium, is it possible that you could go into Dodger Stadium for the Futures game, for the Home Run Derby, for the actual All-Star game itself? Is it possible that there'll be no concession stands open? No beer, no soda, no hot dogs, no carne asada fries? Is that possible? Because the story today is that the union representing Dodger Stadium concession workers and the company that employs them said earlier today that they've all come back to the bargaining table 2 days after the workers threatened a strike that could potentially affect the All-Star game. Clinton, could the All-Star game in L.A. be without beer, soda, dogs, etc., because the concession workers might actually use their leverage right now to strike?
No. I'm just going to give that pregnant pause there, because this is a situation where, first of all, I commend the union in this scenario for their timing. Excellent timing.
I mean, right?
You're forcing a decision in something that you think is vital to your livelihood. But the event is so big that in situations like this, these companies and these sort of situations, they have contingencies for this kind of stuff. They've got folks who are willing to slide in. I'm not saying they're going to start inviting people to start scabbing, but that happens. You know what I mean? This is a major market workforce where folks are trying to get it done. Folks are trying to eat. That is one option. The other option is they just find somebody else to get food in there. And that's tough from a legal standpoint. But I think what the most important part of this news is back to the bargaining table. That is probably all that this group wanted from a realistic standpoint, which is if that's the piece of news of the day, that's a step in the right direction for the union, because clearly they were not at the bargaining table, and this is what forced them to do so.
Here's a paragraph from the article as it was written today. In a statement Monday, the union said the workers sought a fair new union contract without specifying any demands. The union said it would represent close to 1,500 food servers, bartenders, suite attendants, cooks, and dishwashers at Dodger Stadium. And here's the quote. They are the backbone of our tourism and sports industry, yet many struggle to stay housed and to make ends meet. This is according to Susan Minato, the co-president of Unite Here Local 11. That must be the union that represents these folks. They often live without economic uncertainty. They often live with economic uncertainty because the quality of jobs vary stadium to stadium. No worker should have to continue living like this. I'm with you, Clinton. If you're going to do it, if you're going to threaten to strike, you do it when you are needed the most.
Agreed.
And these folks are needed dramatically, tremendously, desperately. They are needed for this All-Star game. It would be unbelievably embarrassing if all of a sudden people showed up and there's like, yeah, I'd like to get a soda, please. And you're like, yeah, we don't have any soda today because we didn't have anybody who could work.
Yeah, I mean, that's not realistic. So we don't need to keep presenting that as an option. What's more likely to happen is just that you get a severely scaled down experience that then becomes the issue. It's not a nothing. It's a, oh, this is janky. You know what I'm saying? And like at an operation, the level of an All-Star game, you can't have anything close to that. And so that's where the real rub comes. The possibility that all of a sudden you just can't serve anything in a stadium for a game, that's not real. There's too much money to be made there. But I think that the possibility that the situation is severely affected, that almost might be worse in some situations because nobody's paying attention to labor agreements outside of the, you know, outside of Los Angeles. Who cares about this kind of stuff?
Yeah, I am exaggerating. I acknowledge that.
Right.
There's going to be a way to get a beer.
Yeah.
But you might find yourself, in theory, waiting in line for 30 minutes because the person who's now serving the beer is like, yeah, dude, but this is my first day.
Sure. Or you find yourself in a suite where once the beer runs out and you're a quasi-self-important person that's used to getting things as fast as you want it, all of a sudden it takes 3 innings to get a case of beer. That's more likely to be what's affected rather than the rando who's buying one or two down on the concourse.
Yeah. I just feel like if you work in this industry and the All-Star game is coming to your town, if ever there was a time to say, hey, it's now or never, we will strike, we will leave you stranded, your guests will not have the experience, it's going to be embarrassing to organization, Major League Baseball, the city. They seem to have all the leverage right now. My guess is, today is Wednesday, the Futures game, I believe, is on Sunday. That sound right to you, Clinton? Usually,
the Futures game is on. Yeah, is the Futures game on Sunday? I should check that. But
well,
I got so much going on this weekend. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, point being,
I think the Futures game is on Saturday.
Okay, so the point is though is this: in today, Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, my guess would be they're going to have a deal in place.
Yeah,
and some the side, not the union side, but the ownership side. They're about to crumble because they cannot afford this to happen.
No, it's a bad look and never mind a bad way to run a operation. So, you know, this is what happened. Good
now
timing.
On the other hand, let me throw something else at you here. So here comes our big softball extravaganza on Friday.
Right.
Let me ask you something here. I know everybody says that this is all supposed to be fun, and it is. And I don't think anybody's necessarily overly competitive.
Right.
But do you think, just for the goof of it all, should we have a wager on the line between Team Mace and Team Cappy?
You know what? That's a good question. We can return to that on the other side. I'll contemplate it. But I was thinking about that, too. Like, if we're not going to out there be going for the, you know, for blood, what exactly is the prize here other than just trash talk? That's an excellent question.
Okay. Should we have a wager between Team Cappy and Team Mace? Let's discuss that. Let's figure that out. Coming right back. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Final segment of Sedano and Cap. We're going to hand off to Angels Baseball coming up. Hey, Clinton, a couple updates for you here. You ready?
Yeah.
Siobhan has tweeted us. She wants us to know that she has black skates with hot pink wheels. Don't do me like that. Don't talk about me wearing those brown rental skates with the orange wheels and the orange stoppers.
That was kind of a stray. Yeah. I didn't expect that.
Let me see here. Also, we've got a lot of people here this afternoon that have been telling us that they're trying different French fries around town because we've been talking about National French Fry Day. Somebody here, I got to find the tweet. Somebody here was saying that they wound up going to Del Taco because we've been talking about how great the fries are at Del Taco, and they say that they're giving it a 9 out of 10.
Okay. Is that a bad rating?
No, that's very good.
Yeah.
George Sedano has tweeted us. He says, you guys are making me hungry. I'm on a 30-hour fast at the moment.
Oh, right. He does that bit. I still don't understand how that works.
And he's doing that in Vegas with all the best food in the world and stuff.
He's explained it to me like 10 times, and I just don't understand the appeal.
You're like, I don't get it.
I don't get it. That's a cure worse than the problem situation. You know what I mean? I don't get it.
It works for him, though. His skin
God
is
bless
amazing.
Him. He looks great. Right? I'm not implying that it's bad.
I can't do
it's
that.
Bad for business. I just don't get it. Like, yeah. It would confuse my brain more than anything.
I can't do it. I gain weight when I fast.
Weird.
So I can't do it.
Very weird.
Beto Duran, always nasty with his commentary on Twitter, says, Old Man Kaplan recommends Circus Circus. Wow. For those of you that are just getting with us, what happened was Funchy gave us a story about some 20-year-old kid who's playing in the summer league, but he's too young to go into the bars. So is Vegas a good town or a bad town when you're underage? And I told him to go to Circus Circus because that's what you do with children when you're in Vegas. That's what I meant, Beto. I'm telling you right now, Clinton.
Yes. Well, Beto texted me something far more productive, which had to do with the tease. He said him and Sedano have a tequila wager. The problem is that Sedano's not in the game. So I don't really understand why he's wagering with Sedano over it. But, I mean, I get it. But, like, I think what you were talking about, Scott, is something sort of between the people on the field. Is there something that we should have on the line?
Right. So I think what Beto is probably saying is that that Sedano has taken our team to win.
Sure. He's picked Team Cappy.
Right. And because Beto plays for Team Mace, even though he has A, requested a trade Kevin Durant style, then B, threatened to tank his own performance if
Kyrie
he doesn't get
Irving
the host
style.
Right. Beto is thinking, you know, hey, look, I'm on the team, so we're going to win. So he's got a tequila mandala bet going with Sedano. But do you think, Clinton, that we should have a wager between our team and Mace's team? Should we get something, a little action here?
I think so. But, I mean, I think it should be something that, like, each team can enjoy, if that makes sense. Like, it's a little hard to ask an entire team to pay for another team's dinner or something like that. But, like, maybe there's a Bergman-style, you know, punishment type of situation that we could potentially come up with. Although, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not really sure. Like, I feel like, here's the other thing. I feel like by the time we get to the end of this, we're all going to be so damn tired that we're just going to be glad that we got through it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Remember after the Mandy's when we were all in the room at the glorious after party that was so diligently planned by Scott and was, you know, just everybody was informed each step of the way as to where we were going to be, that one?
Can't take credit for that. Once again, all credit goes to the Benson family.
I'm messing with you because Beto kept saying that was never going to happen, and it actually did
happen. Bully anybody.
No.
He kind of low-key, the guy called and said that he was like, oh, yeah, you got tickets, but you got to plan the after party.
No. What he said was.
That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah, go ahead.
What he said was. Don Benson, who planned the after party with his wife, Lori Benson.
The Benson family.
Yes.
All they did is they called the show to say that the way they found out that they were hosting the after party was they heard me mention it on the air. I didn't call them and say, hey, guys, could you plan the after party? Or, hey, I'd love to have you come to the after party. I just simply said on the air that if there's a couple that is going to host and plan the after party, it's the Bensons. And lo and behold, I'll ask everybody who was there. Did they not come through in a monster way?
Oh, they were amazing.
They did. But what I'm saying is that for all of their lovely hospitality, we were all pretty wiped afterwards. And half of what we were discussing was, thank God we made it through this. You know what I mean? I think there's going to be an element of that is definitely happening at the softball game where nobody's going to be thinking about trying to exact revenge on anybody. People are just going to want to rest, hydrate, and perhaps have some libations to celebrate.
Well, it's funny you say that because people have been hitting me up and they're going, okay, man, I missed the Mandy's. I missed the after party at the Mandy's. Where is the after party for the All-Star game? And I said to you yesterday, Clinton, hey, we should probably think about an after party, to which you pointed out to me. You're like, yeah, I don't know if we're going to have kind of the gas in the tank
right after
this one.
I don't think we should not have one. I realize now that came across as a little bit sort of pompous because folks are there to see us and we should be extending our time to do so, which we are doing all throughout the day. The live broadcasts are happening every hour starting at 10 p.m. going all the way to 7. However, I do think that we should consider it as something that is probably going to be smaller than we think. You know what I'm saying? Because folks got to get home, and there's going to be a lot of that. So my understanding is that there's some places that are on the list, Laura, in terms of, like, available options. You keep sort of saying, take your personal opinions about any of these places out of them. What is an actual available option that's close? Let's say 3 that we can do. Laura.
That's my answer, because you said don't put my
No, but I'm saying name the places. Like, your personal opinion is not what I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm just
look,
saying, like, what are the locations?
Calaveras is one, and people hit me up when I said that they're, like, the food trucks. I'm like, I did say that.
Okay.
I did say
Okay, so Calaveras is one.
Calaveras is one.
Right.
Sure, they love hearing about how their food sucks.
What's two?
Saying,
what's two? Again, what's two? Because we don't want to poison the water if we actually do show up to one of these places.
You guys have to, because if we go there, a lot of these places close pretty early,
this
too.
This is my point, yeah.
Right? But that place doesn't close early.
It's like, it closes like at, what, 12? Whatever.
I think it closes at 1. Because
if it closes at 12, we'll be there in plenty of time.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. Trust me. Calaveras is 1.
I hope to be asleep in my bed by 12.
Me too, because I got to work. But Calaveras is 1, and it's not that far.
Okay.
Let me throw another suggestion. You tell us, Laura, because I've not been there. How about the Sunset Room? You
the
ever heard of that?
The Sunset Room is Briones' cousin's place.
Okay, that's the number one seed right now.
Okay, honestly.
But that's the place, real quick. That's the place that they suggest we have the karaoke.
Is that the beer and wine place?
You're the one who lives in West Covina.
I know.
Let's get some insight.
I have a bar to go to.
Which one's yours?
What is it?
I was going to go to Rebel Yell, which is really close to the park, and it's like literally less than 5 minutes away.
Everybody, calm down here. This is what I'm saying. Let's build in a positive mode. Not talking about what we don't like. Let's talk about what can work.
Okay, look. I personally, I think the Sunset Room is a good idea. Not only
food looks fire.
Not only because you know it's family around here.
Okay.
Because we're supporting family. Okay. There's one, right? But it's also like, I know that if Briona's cousin knows that we're all going, it's going to be accommodated for a larger amount of people.
Okay.
Where if we go to any other place, guess what?
We're rolling in hot and we're dirty and it's not the same deal.
Yes.
I get it.
So I think the Sunset Room is the place.
Okay. So for logistics purposes, Sunset Room is cool.
Yes.
Rebel Yell, Funches. What kind of a joint is that? As in, this is how I'll ask you this question. If you were going there to do any activity that was not related to this, what would it be? Basketball game, football game, dinner and drinks, happy hour.
Drinks or whatever. Like, it's not like I don't go there to watch a game or anything.
It's not fancy.
Yeah, it's not that fancy, but it's like the nearest bar next to the park.
So this is another element here. The proximity to the yard is a big part of this, Scott, I think, because we can't have folks driving all over Covina looking
for
the one point.
Yes, right.
Yeah, because the Sunset Room is a little bit further out.
Yeah.
The only reason, again, because let's just logistically, right? We're planning this out. How many of us are in here right now? Four.
Four.
Plus the other people from ESPN. Let's just say, just from ESPN alone, people that work here.
That's 25 people.
That's 25 people.
Yeah.
Plus whoever's going to roll with us.
That's
going
to be a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
So going to
a restaurant, guys, they're going to be like, y'all want us to do what?
Right. Okay. That's good to know. We'll hash this out more tomorrow and perhaps even Friday. I guess probably by tomorrow would be the time to do that, because if somebody's got a plan, we don't want to pull it on them same day, Scott.
Well, I'll just say... the after party now is all kind of coming together.
Yeah.
I will say that Beto recommended Calaveras from the beginning, but he doesn't like good food. That's what he told me. So that is his choice.
I'll say this about that place. They have good drinks. Really good drinks.
Exactly what I said. The food is not good, but the drinks are fire.
Yeah, but maybe once you have a few good drinks, then the food becomes better.
No, trust it, don't.
How bad could it be, Laura?
Again, you see, this is not... Why are we...
Look. And there's many different
Tell
places.
Him, Clinton, positivity.
Right.
It's not about negativity. I'm just going to keep it 100, okay? Like, there's a lot of them. They're not one. And not all of them are like that. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Well, very well. We'll reach out. We'll figure out what's going on with the Briones' his cousin situation.
The Sunset Room.
Mañana. Si.
Looks like the Sunset Room has like a nice surf and turf situation happening for $25.
Is that so? Is that your kind of fine dining?
I don't know. I mean, it just looks like something they're promoting on their Instagram.
Just meant like, did that draw you in? Are you a surf and turf guy?
No, not really.
Okay.
But for $25, a steak and a lobster tail. I mean, that's what they're
good.
Advertising. So
yeah.
That sounds pretty good. The karaoke sounds good, because Clinton, if we go to the Sunset Room for a little post game karaoke, what will you perform?
Nothing. I'll be performing 12-ounce curls. That's what I will be performing. If you think after an hour yelling on a baseball field,
after
3 hours talking with you before I'm going to yell on that baseball field, is going to have me singing and belting out songs afterwards, you're nuts. That's not going down. I will definitely join the festivities, but I don't think I'm going to have the pipes for that.
Or I think what we should do is this.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to make a suggestion right now, and I want everybody's opinion. Here goes.
Okay.
Maybe we turn the after party into a little Laura birthday party, too.
That's not a bad idea if that's what she wants to do.
There you go.
Maybe we should ask her first privately.
That's really sweet,
yeah.
Kevlin. I wouldn't mind. Like I told Cap off air, I was like, one of the dopest things about radio is you interacting with people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I was like, I don't want this notion that I don't want to go because I got to work. So I wouldn't mind that, but it's not about me. It's about the people that are there. It's about the softball game and us having fun as a team. You know, it's not like Laura, like, it's not about that. Like,
I'm not saying it's about that. I'm saying that, you know, we it's your birthday.
Thank you.
I've been pushing on
that
you
is a
to,
good
please,
idea, though, Scott. Yeah.
To please come. We've worked it out now so that you can get out earlier. Now, there's a lot of people
saying that, I won't make it.
Right, saying that the traffic's going to be too crazy and you're never going to make
it. Which is what I was saying initially. But
it'll be fine.
I feel like with the fast track situation, the fact that the boss came through and was like, look, you won't get out half an hour early, having my boyfriend here so he can be on the fast track situation.
And he can tune in to the live broadcast and you can feel like you're a part of it.
Yeah.
The live stream, which is apparently a thing that's happening, which is...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what Morales said. I'm not really sure how that's going to work, but I believe him because when he does stuff, it works. So
that's true.
How about that?
Right.
Yeah.
So it is on, man. It is so on Friday. This upcoming Friday, the 7-10 All-Star Softball Extravaganza happening in West Covina. I want to say to everybody who's listening right now, make your plans. I get it. Mm-hmm. People got to work. I understand. Okay? But it's summertime. It's going to be light out till 8:30 at night. Bring your umbrellas. Bring your lawn chairs. Clinton, I love this notion of homemade signs.
Yeah, that's got to happen. College game day style. Also, big heads. Those are fun. I love those.
Clint wants a big head.
Those are fantastic. No, I want Kaplan to have multiple different ones in the crowd. That's what I want. Yeah, no, just the head.
Funny, it's fine.
Just the head.
But can we just give a big, I know we got to go, big shout out to Rebecca who is coming in early so I can leave
early. That's what's happening. What's up?
So, yeah.
All right, I got to go too. I got to go.
Shout out Rebecca.
TV premiere to go to.
All right. Clinton Yates, phenomenal effort out of you. Michael Funchess, fantastic job today filling in for Lindsay Baseball. Laura, world class as usual. Hey, everybody in the community, we appreciate you guys. We're back on the air tomorrow at 4. Until then, peace out, everybody.